This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Second hour of the Alex Jones Show has begun. I'm Harrison Smith, sitting in today for Alex Jones. Remember to support everything we do here by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Survivor Shield X3 is back in stock, still 25% off. Frankly shocked it's lasted this long. This stuff flies off the shelves. Even before it was back, I had callers call in that were like, I bought 5 bottles, but I ran out. So make sure to stock up now on Survivor Shield X3. By the way, the bottles seem small. There's 90 doses in this. 90 servings in this one little bottle. So it might seem little, but it packs a punch. I mean, if you take it every day as directed, it's like 3 months worth of nascent iodine here, nascent triiodine, most powerful stuff on the market at 25% off now, InfoWarsStore.com. See what it can do for you. You never know what it's going to do, actually. It's one of those things where if you're low on iodine, maybe you think like, yeah, this is just the way I am. You know, I'm just always this, I don't know, always this tired or always this whatever. I'm always even nervous to talk about this because I'm no doctor. I'm not giving you medical advice here. But, you know, if you have a lack of iodine, you might be experiencing things you think are just like, just something's wrong with you, something that there's nothing to be done about it. And you try iodine, you're like, oh my God, now I understand. I was just low on iodine, and now that I'm up to par, I had a friend who told me he sleeps an hour less a night because he takes iodine. It's not a claim. I'm not saying that's going to happen to you. What I'm saying is you don't know what's going to happen for you. The only thing to do is to try it and see what it's like with an appropriate and human level of iodine that's been denied to you because of the denuding of the soil and the other various chemical aspects of this full spectrum information war that we are under. And on that note, I'm going to go to a video now. This is number 3 on my list. It's a friend of the show, Sovereign Bra. He goes by Sovereign Bra on Twitter. His name's Chase. Here he is on a podcast touching on something that I think every info warrior needs to understand if you want to encapsulate or truly comprehend the holistic conspiracy that we're under. The real purpose of all of this and why we say things like these people are satanic. Here's Chase, a.k.a. Sovereign Bra, explaining it in part.
Transhumanism angle when it comes to the end times, I think to me that's the one that I look out for the most, because I believe that the promise of the Antichrist will be basically Neuralink and transhumanism. Hey, if you get this stuff implanted into your body, you'll be able to live forever and you'll have godlike intelligence.
Yep.
Right? That's the promise of transhumanism. That is the exact same promise that the serpent gave to Eve in the garden when he tempted her with the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. He said, surely you will not die. God is just trying to hide this godlike knowledge from you. Just take it and then you'll be like God.
So it's the same promise of the serpent, with likely the same outcome if you believe it. But this is beyond the metaphorical. This is literal. You understand right now, as we speak, there are billionaires and scientists who are sure they are either on the cusp of or have already achieved the life extension technologies. Sure, everybody remembers a few weeks ago when they showed a mouse. I mean, you could see it physically. It went from like gray fur and old looking to young and vibrant looking. They have life extension technology. They think they are on the cusp of being able to live forever. Now imagine how incompatible immortality is with life on Earth. You can't have everybody be immortal, obviously. Infinite growth, infinite life with no death, it's impossible. So the billionaires we know are obsessed with two things: immortality and sustainability. Well, these two things go hand in hand. See, they are feverishly at work trying to establish a system in which they are able to take advantage of the immortality technology, where they will live forever and rule over the rest of humanity, who will be engaged in a competition to serve them in order to be welcomed into their ranks and given the immortality technology that they have. They're literally setting themselves up to be gods or as close as human beings can get to God, that is immortal and able to bestow immortality on others, it's an incompatible idea with the current system that we have. That's what the Great Reset's all about. That's what sustainability and climate change and social credit scores, it's all about setting up a world in which they can openly engage in these techniques of immortality. You understand that, you just play it out in your mind. You see how all of this makes perfect sense in there.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, folks. Second hour of the Alex Jones Show has begun. Harrison Smith sitting in today for Alex Jones. I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines for your calls this hour, 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call, 1-877-789-2539, about anything we're talking about or anything you think we should be talking about, give us a call, 1-877-789-2539. Now, I want to talk about two things that might seem separate, but they certainly coincide and play into each other. That is the climate change agenda, so-called, and the very successful strategy of the globalists, of using debt as a control system. So I think we'll start with that. I want to start with clip number two here. IMF and the World Bank are economic enslavers. How does this play out in the real world? Well, here's a African leader to explain exactly that. Clip number two.
When the IMF and the World Bank were created in Bretton Woods in New Hampshire in the United States, it was in 1944. None of the African countries participated in its creation. It was British and American economists, and it was specifically designed at that time during the rebuilding of Europe, the implementation of the Marshall Plan. And when we regained our independence as African countries, we were then grafted into it. IMF and World Bank are economic enslavers. What they are designed to do is to ensure that we are in a perpetual state of debt. You can never get out of IMF and Bretton Woods institutions generally, because they want to ensure that they control your economy. And when they control your economy, they control your politics. And when they control your politics, they control you. And when they control you, they bring in military bases. And when they bring in military bases, they determine who governs you, because if you don't play ball, they are going to instigate the armies to overthrow you, because in any event, African armies want to be trained in Sandhurst. They still want to be trained in the United States of America. So their world view is still dictated by those foreign powers.
So that's a pretty good little summation there of how debt is used to enslave countries. I mean, I really love how he lays it out, right? If you take, and it is almost it is almost metaphorical, right? It's like metaphysical, something about it, that like if you accept the help, if you invite in the vampire, then they can suck your blood, right? But you have to open the door. You have to welcome them in.
And even on that note, you know, we could go on and on about it, but well, I won't get sidetracked. I won't get sidetracked. I want to talk about immortality more. But yeah, if you've ever watched our show, I'm sure you've heard me talk about the various sort of like transcendental intellectual properties, you could say. Things like Lord of the Rings, things like Star Wars or Harry Potter, these things that are like beyond popular. Every single one of them, the bad guy is obsessed with not dying. Star Wars, like that's why Darth Vader turns bad, because he wants to defeat death. Voldemort literally means flee from death in French. So they're like, there's something intrinsic about this that, like, even without our knowledge, hits us subconsciously, and we understand that this is what it's all about. But I've said it before, the conspiracy, as it were, is not necessarily a web. It's not like a, you know, there's data points and they all connect and you can picture it in different ways, but it's more like a fractal. It's more like a fractal pattern in that you can look at a fractal pattern and it looks like a little swirl, and then you zoom out 1,000 times and it looks exactly the same. And you zoom out 1,000 times and it looks exactly the same, because it's just a repeating pattern that they can implement everywhere. So when you look at what they do to countries, understand it's exactly what they're doing to individuals. It's exactly what they do to smaller groups and what they do to individuals. It doesn't matter how much you zoom in or how far you zoom out. It's the same patterns and techniques, whether it's the debt that they use to limit growth and control you, right? They do it with governments, as just explained there through the IMF. They do it to people, and they'll increasingly weaponize this system through ESG and social credit scores and digital currency. And this will be the limiting factor that keeps people in their caste, in the level of importance, and it's based off carbon, the like building block of life. Right, but now that's being tied into debt. And so the people at the top, as we saw, and this was a part of the paving the psychological way, getting people used to the idea that you might be subject to these rules, but the people at the top, they're above them. Right? You were not allowed to go to Australia during COVID. Now, the leader of Google was, though. I mean, they wrote it into their laws during COVID. COVID was another just major aspect of this, getting people used to these ideas. Right? How many videos did we see of people like AOC or Joe Biden or Nancy Pelosi, where they're the only ones not masked and everybody else had to be masked, right? They were putting it in your face. They were showing you, we are in charge. We do not have to abide by the same rules that you do. Everybody's heard, right, you will have nothing and you'll be happy. There's a part that's missing from that when most people say those two things, no privacy and you'll be happy. No money and you'll be happy. The third thing is no privacy. They say you'll have no privacy and you'll be happy. And there was a video that went viral last week of Klaus Schwab explaining this and saying, well, if you haven't done anything wrong, then there's nothing to be worried about, you know? It's just like, okay. And when you hold your meetings, when you go to Bilderberg or to World Economic Forum, they'll have 5,000 soldiers ensuring their privacy. So they get to be absolutely private. They get to own everything. It's you that will have no privacy and own nothing. And this is the dichotomy that they're setting up. This is the neo-feudal order that they're establishing, where there will be, they'll get all the benefits of being feudal lords, of being nobles, right? They'll be above the law. They will own everything, and everybody else will be serfs underneath them. But they won't have that, you know, pesky noblesse oblige. They won't have the obligations of feudal lords, because you won't even be able to know who they are. They'll be totally secretive, and I mean, you know the name George Soros. You don't know the 24 George Soroses that are in operation right now. He just likes the attention and is acting as a lightning rod for the rest of them. So as you see the way that they use debt to enslave countries, they're using it in exactly the same way to enslave human beings. And they're doing this through the most ridiculous and unjustifiable claims of climate change that are just blatantly absurd, on their face, ridiculous. InfoWars has this story. Exxon crushes progressive dreams that net zero has any chance by 2050. It would mean collapse in global standard of living. Well, that's kind of the purpose. I think they know that, actually. I think they're in favor of that. See, it's people who are desperate and on the cusp of death and just trying to survive. They are the ones that are easy to control. When people are prosperous, when they have families and communities and leisure time to spend thinking about these things, then they represent a threat. So if you keep people in a state of desperation, keep people on a starvation diet, and again, you can see, you know, do it to a country, it works, do it to a person, it works, do it to a little, you know, cult group of 100 people, it works. The more you zoom out, it looks exactly the same. It's these tactics being used. So you almost have to, like, feel bad for these people that are like, they can't do this. It would make everybody's life miserable. And it's like, that's the point. Like, you poor innocent child, how do you not realize that making everyone miserable and collapsing everything into a state of despair and desperation is the most useful thing they could possibly do? Like, to them, that is the point. That's actually a necessary prerequisite for the rest of what they want to implement. So while this Exxon guy is like, net zero would make everyone miserable, he doesn't realize that that's the point, that's the purpose, the desire of all of these measures, is to keep people bastardized, right, dislocated, not a part of a community, certainly not a part of a nation, and not even able to have the prosperity to maintain those sorts of things.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
All right, folks, we will be taking your calls this segment, and we'll also be getting into the Ukraine war a little bit later this hour. Sort of fits into all of this, because after all, they'll tell us, in all sincerity, that we have to protect Ukraine. Because Ukraine's a democracy. It's for the sake of democracy that we have to fight and spend hundreds of billions of dollars. Another $325 million promised to Biden as of yesterday, and then there was an accounting error, maybe a decimal got misplaced or something. I'm not sure what accounts for a accounting error where $3 billion that was supposed to be sent to Ukraine didn't get sent, so now they're like, so we're sending another $3 billion, but it's the same $3 billion. It was an accounting error, so it's just another $3 billion, but it's the same $3 billion. Stop asking questions. It's for the sake of democracy, after all. While simultaneously just imposing the most tyrannical measures you can possibly imagine on all of our countries in complete disregard to the democratic will. Whether it's 15-minute cities where when they announced it for Oxford in the UK, they literally said the phrase, whether you like it or not, right? 90% of the people polled said, no, we don't want it. Well, too bad you're getting it anyway. In Ireland, the mass immigration that's going on, they did another similar poll. 78% said they did not want open border mass immigration to Ireland. Well, they're getting it anyway because it's a democracy after all. What about in the Netherlands? Destroying the farms. They had an election a few months ago. The Farmer Party came out of nowhere, never existed before, and dominated elections everywhere they were held. Nobody in the Netherlands of the regular people, of the actual farmers and the people affected by this, none of them actually want these measures to be imposed, but the EU demands them, so they're being imposed in a top-down way by their PM, Mark Rutte, who's currently in Lisbon, Portugal, at the Bilderberg meeting. So, again, we'll get into Ukraine. It's worth reminding you that the democracy that they claim we're fighting for is entirely imaginary, completely illusionary, does not exist. If the people at the World Economic Forum or the EU or the UN, the real global government that right now is in session, right? It's in Congress at the Bilderberg meeting. They come together and they set policy and then they all disperse to their various national positions where they implement the policy decided by the global government, completely outside of even your observation, let alone your input or decision making. But they will be spending hundreds of billions of your dollars and possibly wasting your blood to save democracy. It's just on its face ridiculous, just like the ESG score nonsense is on its face ridiculous. There's a couple of these stories from InfoWars and Fox News. Exxon crushes progressive dreams of net zero. Has any chance by 2050? It could mean a collapse in global standard of living. Yes, it does mean that. It will mean that, and that is the purpose of it. Should have you know. John Kerry targets agriculture as part of climate crusade. Special presidential envoy for climate, John Kerry warned Wednesday that the world can't tackle climate change without first addressing the agricultural sector's emissions. They say nitrogen is the big issue. Tom Fitton posted this saying they want to starve us. And essentially said, I believe his quote was, you know, farm confiscation is not off the table. And this respond to by somebody named Super B, who says, now nitrogen is dangerous. Nitrogen is 78% of our atmosphere. Population control by starvation has been around for millennia. Well, starvation allows rationing. Rationing allows for control. I've said before, you know, if you thought that, you know, I'm sick because you're not vaccinated was ridiculous, try I'm starving because you have food. It's certainly coming. It's certainly happening. And it certainly is as outrageous, nonsensical, and ridiculous as you can possibly imagine. I'm going to go now to this video, clip number 5, where I think this is Vivek. Who is this? I can't remember. I didn't write it down. You'll recognize him. He's talking about BlackRock's ESG movement and just how, again, on its face, it is nonsensical to the point of absurdity. I mean, and everything about this is. I keep mentioning these things. I'm sure our audience is sick of me hearing me talk about this. But I mean, they literally stop burning coal and then they take old growth forests from British Columbia and Virginia, chop the trees down, ship them across the Atlantic Ocean, and burn them, and then say we're net zero, carbon zero. We didn't burn coal, so no emissions. It's like they're literally burning forests instead of coal and saying it's for the sake of the environment. Just one of their many outrageous claims. And, of course, you know, what's happening in the Netherlands and elsewhere and what John Kerry wants to bring here is the elimination of family farms, eliminating the small cattle holders and, you know, small-scale farmers in favor of massive, disgusting factory farms. That much should be obvious and horrifying. But let's go now to clip number 5. Here's the shocking truth behind BlackRock's ESG hypocrisy.
So then it should be a mystery that you want to shift carbon production from the United States, where you tell companies like Exxon and Chevron to stop producing, to places like China, like PetroChina on the other side of the world.
Yep.
And by the way, this is exactly what the ESG movement, it's like the apostles of this church, right? So BlackRock is like an apostle of the Spanish Inquisition style church. BlackRock forces companies like Exxon and Chevron to drop oil production to meet net zero standards by 2050. I don't subscribe to the tenets of this religion, but I understand this religion. Yet literally some of the same companies buying up those same projects on the other side of the planet are PetroChina, who BlackRock is a large shareholder of, without telling PetroChina to adopt any of those same emissions caps. This is nuts if you think that you care about reducing carbon emissions. And it's not even, as I was alluding to methane emissions before, it's not even net neutral. Methane, even if you subscribe to this crazy religion, is 80 times worse for global warming than carbon dioxide.
So again, it's just absurdity piled upon absurdity. Yeah, Vivek Ramaswamy. BlackRock proclaims a climate risk investment risk, yet stays conspicuously quiet about China risk. BlackRock imposes ESG constraints on Chevron while refusing to do so for PetroChina. Here's why Xi Jinping's boot is on Larry Fink's neck and U.S. leaders are Chinese lapdogs. See, I disagree with that last sentence. My interpretation of this is, as I laid out before, I mean, China is the model because the point of all of this, the point of everything that they're doing, in order to establish, you know, a world in which they can rule forever as immortal kings, right, over the rest of humanity in a global government slave system, the only way that they can achieve that is by having some system that is revolution-proof. China is revolution-proof. Look at what happened in Hong Kong. For months, you had a massive revolution essentially taking place. It's gone away now. I mean, it's China now. It's just China, straight up. I mean, with social credit scores, you can just imagine what it would take to start a revolution in China and how utterly impossible that would be. So that's the model. So once they have a world in which revolution is impossible, then they can do anything they want to you. Then they can treat you with any sort of unequal treatment that they desire. And there's nothing you can do about it. So that's what they're using China to refine and then export the social government revolution-proof system to the rest of the world. It's not that China has its boot on Larry Fink's neck. It's that they have their hand in his hand as they shake hands in this agreement to enslave the world and each play their parts. And they're doing it to save the earth, of course, because they're such heroes and they love you. All right, we'll be right back to your calls.
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them. Or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time or back in stock. I want to remind you, are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Pill Plus is 40% off right now. But in a week or so, it's going to go back to full price because it's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Sitting in for Alex Jones today. Remember, support everything we do here by going to InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to go out to your phone calls now. Go to some names I don't recognize. Let's go to Bart in Georgia, who wants to talk about the Durham report. Thanks for calling in. Bart, you're on the air.
What do you mean you don't recognize me, sir?
Well, I was letting you, I was letting you slip in under the wire there.
Anyway, the Durham report is a sham. The analogy is when I got married in the Philippines, it was a sham. You want to know how that turned out?
No. Why do you say it's a sham?
the Durham report, everything the federal government is putting out is full of lies. Now, only half truth they told is they didn't have anything because they had to admit it, I guess. They didn't have anything.
Well, I mean, it certainly is disappointing that nothing has come of it. I mean, they exposed everything and laid it out in very clear detail. What would you have liked to see it include?
Some action where they actually did something about it, because it's just all talk without any action.
Yeah. No, I agree. And like I said, I mean, the Durham report, personally, there's nothing in it that I was like, oh, my God, what? Like, shocked that they included it. It's just like, okay, so here's the date that it happened on. Like, we knew it happened. We just didn't know the date and maybe didn't know, like, who exactly was intricately involved. But we had a general idea. So, I don't know. It's one of those things. It's sort of our perennial condition here is like, okay, that's good, but it's not enough. Okay, it's like kind of nice to see people waking up, but also we could have used this 10 years ago. I say it all the time. Every time I go on, because I have certain websites I go to gather news, and one of them, just to keep myself tuned into the normie wavelength, Google News. For the last month or so, every single day, there's been a story on Google News about PFAS, about polyfluoroalkylides, or whatever they're called. You know, poison, the plastic poison that destroys your genes. Every single day, there's a story about this. And it's like, on one hand, good. I'm glad you're talking about it. On the other hand, why were you calling Alex Jones a idiot conspiracy theorist 20 years ago for talking about this when we could have done something about it and stopped it in its tracks? Now that it's just completely saturated and absolutely everywhere and there's basically no going back, now they'll talk about it. So, similar thing with the Durham report. I agree with you, Bart. Thank you for the call. Let's go to James in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, James. You're on the air.
Harrison Smith, good evening.
Good evening.
So, all of these people, all of these bloodsuckers, all of these vampiric child molesters, they want your louche. Louche is bodily energy produced by you being a red-blooded American that likes to eat meat and drink clean water, and they want to energize themselves off of your own bodily energy. Obama wasn't lying. He is a lizard. Hillary Clinton is a lizard. They all like to, they smell like sulfur. It literally is, like, there is no joke. These people, that's what they are. These Democrats that want to turn your kids, and it's so disgusting. Harrison, that is so disgusting. They want to mutate your offspring to be what they would consider an easy gateway to energizing themselves through your...
I completely agree with you. I mean, it's shocking, but probably the most accurate speech ever written about the New World Order is the speech from General Jack D. Ripper in Dr. Strangelove, How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb, right? Like, they're after your precious bodily fluids. But, no, you're exactly right. And again, you know, this does all tie back in. I'm going to tie it all back in to the immortality idea, right? Because they've taken, well, they're perverting sex. Like, sex is the key to the continuation of us, of human beings, of your bloodline, your genetics. Like, that's how it's done. I don't think I need to educate anybody on how human beings procreate, but that's how it happens. So they take that and they pervert it and twist it and manipulate it into something horrible. And that's what the transgender community is about, taking away the most important aspect of it, which is the procreation part, and turning it into just the worst thing. They take what is the very special tool for your continuation and turn it into the tool for your destruction. And I completely agree with you. And look, money is also just a form of energy, right? It just represents time. It represents things you've worked for. So whether it's the tax dollars that are being spent by the hundreds of billions to deal with either the war in Ukraine or the problems at the border, I mean, that is your energy, your lifeblood being spilled just in a monetary form. Thanks for that call, James. Let's go to Derek in California. I want to talk about how to approach liberals with a gas mask and a 10-foot pole. Derek, thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Hey, yeah, it's good to be talking with you. The reason for the call is because there's a lot of things that people forget, and there's a topic of the heart, which is empathy and love for our, quote, enemy. They're really not our enemies. The liberals, and I'm calling because I'm in the heart of liberal America. I'm in the Bay Area, and I work for a company that funds a lot of the think tanks and actually houses think tanks for the New World Order. This is considered the New World Order of the West. In fact, for over 100 years here in the Bay Area, they've been planning the social order, and eugenics sprang from some of the think tanks that were here. Anyway, basically, the super liberal area that I'm in, a few years ago, we were having Black Lives Matter protests, et cetera, and people were taking a knee for 90 seconds. It was very interesting how the organization here was supporting that. We would get in the organization emails about Black Lives Matter, about education, that you need to learn about this, learn about that. It really bothered me, and I mention this just as an anecdote because it's powerful to show up to one of these rallies and get to see the chief HR officer look him in the eye and say, hey, you know, I'm completely for racial justice and all of this, but how can you rationalize supporting this political movement in light of our 501c3 status? And I saw his jaw and his mask drop, and his eyes just got, they bugged out a little bit. And he really got what I said. And I didn't, you know, I wasn't confrontational. I was just asking that question. And he said, that's an interesting point. And from that point on, we never saw another Black Lives Matter supporting email.
They're worried about losing their status as a nonprofit.
Exactly. And they probably never even thought about that their 501c3 status depended upon staying neutral for such political topics, et cetera. So there was not a single, there was no other rally on the Stanford campus. There was no other protest for Black Lives Matter on the Stanford campus. And the interesting thing is that everyone that was in support of it now, I don't see any more of those signs. All my black friends have turned their back on this. They know it. For the fraud that it is, it took a little bit of time for the truth to come around.
Oh, even the Young Turks are like disavowing defund the police and are just like, we didn't mean to actually defund the police. Everybody.
Yes.
Again, it's like we're in this position where it's just like, yeah, we know, everyone. Thanks for coming along. I mean, whether it's the vaccine program or I have a story here somewhere around here of Justice Gorsuch coming out and saying, actually, it was bad what happened during COVID. It's like, okay, where were you 3 years ago? Like, that's one thing I don't get is why it takes these people like 3 years to figure out what we're trying to tell them. Like, we're literally saying it to them. They don't believe it. And then they come around 3 years later. I mean, and then the way the media portrays it is, I sort of get it, Derek, is that they go, well, Black Lives Matter isn't political. It's about black lives. It's about loving everyone. And it's just like, it is clearly political. If you don't think it is, you're lying to yourself or you're being lied to. Very interesting call, Derek. Good luck there behind enemy lines. We'll be back with more of your phone calls on the other side. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Harrison Smith sitting in for Alex today. I'll be back on air tomorrow morning. I meant to save these Ukraine stories because I do want to keep going out to your phone calls in this final segment. Before I do that, let me remind you. Maybe I should change up how I say it. When I say everything we do here is thanks to you going to InfoWarsStore.com, you got to understand what I mean. From every show that we do, even the ones on Sunday, Sunday Night Live, The Alex Jones Show, The American Journal, The War Room with Owen Schroyer, sending our reporters to the border or to Bilderberg, Band.video, and all of the great content that we have there that we control that can't be banned or censored or downplayed because we are the arbiters of that website. All of that is funded by one source, InfoWarsStore.com. So we don't have to answer to anybody except for you. And if you think we're doing our job, leading the being the tip of the spear, leading the charge of the info war, even through all of the harassment and censorship and defamation that we've been under, we continue to champion this cause because we truly, deeply, sincerely, and for very good reason support the side of humanity against the technocratic transhumanist scumbags that are doing everything they can to divide and control us. So no matter your race, color, or your creed, we're on your side against these people, folks, the people that run the world. I mean, my God, How can you not be against these people? How can you fall for these people's lies over and over again? Well, we refuse to, and so we'll have to save Ukraine for tomorrow. But suffice it to say, I think time's going to show that we were right about Ukraine, just like we were right about COVID, just like we were right about Russiagate, and right about the Iraq War, and right about the Patriot Act, and right about just about everything, because it's actually not that hard to be right about this stuff when you're not manipulated into lying, when you have nobody over you that can push you into the dishonest category or that wants you to just fudge the truth a little bit because they have greater agendas in mind that you might not be aware of. See, we don't have any of that. If you like what we do, you'll go to InfoWars Store and you'll support us, and we'll continue to operate. If we fail in our mission, then you won't, and we'll go away. I mean, that's just how it works. This is capitalism, pure and simple. Of course, all of this is free. All of the information is free. Free to air, free to take down and upload yourself, your own social media. So this is all just icing on the cake. But you can support us in all of this. Support us in everything that we do solely, completely, by going to InfoWarsStore.com. We rely on you. We thank you so much for all the support that you've given us over the years. And we hope to do it, hopefully not long into the future. I mean, we will. I mean, if it's 20 years from now that we declare victory, then that's how long it's going to take. I'd like to see victory achieved before then. But no matter how long it takes, and no matter how long it takes, we will be here. We're all in. And we plan to play the hand. With that, let's go out to your phone calls once again. We'll just go down the list here. Actually, I want to go to Daryl and Brett, because both of them have called in about the same topic. Brett in Pennsylvania first. You've called in about this very bizarre story that was sort of just covered and then dropped. 30 tons of ammonium nitrate explosive just went missing from a train while in motion. The train operators just said it might have fallen off somewhere along the way. 60,000 pounds of ammonium nitrate disappearing. What's your take on this, Brett? What do you got for us? You're on the air.
Well, from what I understand, Harrison, that about 2 weeks ago, a train left Wyoming, headed to California, and one of those cars was loaded with 30 tons of ammonium nitrate fertilizer pellets.
Mm-hmm.
And that's three times it took down the Oklahoma City Federal Building.
Yeah.
And when I checked it like 2 days ago, it was just gone. The train car was empty. So I'm thinking spooks. And you know why I'm thinking spooks? Because nobody in the mainstream is freaking out about it. No one's even talking about it. In this climate, they want to ratchet up the fear as much as possible and blame everything on white supremacy. They're not doing that.
Yeah, I mean, it is so weird how they're just like, yeah, maybe it fell. Like, how does it fall off? Like, what? What does it even mean? Like, how could that even happen? It's an absurd claim, and yet that's what they're sticking with. And it is, you know, all the stories that I read say ammonium nitrate, which can be used as a fertilizer and also as an explosive. I'm pretty sure this was explosive grade. I'm pretty sure this was not fertilizer. I'm fairly certain this was like an explosive company, you know, a company that does this sort of stuff, was transporting their ammonium nitrate that was, you know, explosive level stuff there. So, yeah, very bizarre, Brett. I'm not really sure what to make of it, quite honestly. But it'd be a little bit obvious if now there's like some ammonium nitrate explosion. I don't know. But hey, their false flags have gotten extremely obvious recently, so maybe they will do that. I want to get another person's take on this. Daryl in North Carolina called in right after you about the same topic. Daryl, what's your take on the story of 30 tons of this explosive just going missing, up in smoke? It's gone.
Yeah, I mean that. The story they're floating that it just fell out of a hole in the bottom of the train and it just sort of scattered along the rail line. I mean, that's just ridiculous. I mean, you know that some organized group has got a hold of this stuff. Who it is, I don't know. You know, I'm about to do a deep dive into it. I want to know what agency's handling this, who's looking for it, what's going on. There's too many questions right now. But I'll tell you one thing that's got me personally worried is a couple of weeks ago, right around this time this stuff went missing, my daughter's school district, the Davie County School District, and one other one here in North Carolina, got a bomb threat. All the schools received bomb threats. And there's been no, I got text on my phone, and there's been no information since then. So this coincides with the time of that stuff going missing. And this just, I haven't been able to think about anything since. And my spidey sense is just going off on this story.
It is very strange. It is very bizarre how little information's going out about it and how they don't seem to be taking it that seriously. And that literally, I mean, if you haven't heard of the story, what Daryl said, they literally said it fell out of a hole in the train car and it's just gone. It's like, that's it. They just like aren't even coming up with a cover. So it is very scary, Daryl. I don't know what they're going to do with it, but they could do a lot. And in fact, I see Tom in Toronto has called in about the Oklahoma City bombing. So maybe this ties into it after all, it was an ammonium nitrate bomb that took out the Oklahoma City federal building, the Murrah building there. Tom in Toronto, thanks for calling in about the OKC bombing. Are you tying this into the ammonia thing, or you have a different topic or a different reason for discussing it?
No, I mean, we're either all like on the same frequency or maybe we're all nuts, but I was watching old InfoWars and I was about 10 years ago, just the other night I was watching it, and it freaked me out to such a degree that I put a chair in front of my door when I went to bed at night.
Right.
Just with all like the missing CCTV footage. I don't have much of an intelligent point to make other than I don't know if there's any anything you can shed light on from what you've learned about it, because I've only been awake for about a year, so I'm kind of catching up.
Well,
on all these that happened, but I mean that was
welcome to reality, man. Yeah, the OKC bombing is one of those that, I mean, it's up there at 9/11. Level like rabbit holes to go down. One of the interesting things that I just learned about it, I probably might not get the details right here, but when we went into Iraq the first time in the first Gulf War, we thought that he was going to use anthrax on us because we had sold him anthrax. And so they had an experimental anthrax vaccine that they gave to all of our troops that had horrific side effects. It turned out to be unnecessary. Some didn't actually use the anthrax, but all of these shots were given to people. And apparently there was some giant class action lawsuit. And I mean, it was a major scandal, all of, you know, the fallout of giving all of our troops this unapproved vaccine to guard them from the weapon that we sold Saddam. Again, it's just layer upon layer of deception, deceit, manipulation, everything. But all of the documents for that lawsuit, all the information about that vaccine campaign was in the Murrah building. That exploded. That got destroyed when it exploded. And there's a ton of other stuff that was in the Murrah building that was eliminated because of the Oklahoma City bombing. And, of course, that really kicked off the anti-militia movement that we now see sort of come to fruition and go full circle and actually arrive at the FBI telling us that white people are bad and white people are evil and they're the number one terror threat. I mean, that whole movement really got started with like Waco and Ruby Ridge and the Oklahoma City bombing, really kicked all of that off. So again, what we're fighting now is not, these are not new plans by the New World Order. The things that are going on now have been going on for decades, which is why it's going to take possibly decades to roll it all back, or it's a house of cards and it all comes tumbling down once enough people awaken. So we'll continue on our mission to awaken those people as we fight this all-important info war. I'll be back tomorrow morning. Stay tuned. Sunday Night Live begins very soon.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.